Okay, so we're holding on page Kuf Lamed Zayin. The last paragraph on the page. Begins Moshe Rabbeinu. So it's Perek Zayin Oisvav, the paragraph that begins Moshe Rabbeinu. So what we saw last week, he developed the idea, the fact that the Bakoshas HaAsaga, right, seeking out the Asaga, is the main point. It's not the actual attaining of that knowledge or that, you know, that Hasaga. It's the Bakoshas HaAsaga, right? The trek, the journey to get there is more the Iker than the actual attaining of that level or that piece of knowledge, whatever it is, that the person reaches. And then he went on to explain that it's very important to be connected to what he called the ne'imus, right? To have a ne'imus means to be connected to the ne'imus elyona, the upper ne'imus, the supernal ne'imus. And the way to do that is by making sure you don't cut off that line, that connection that you are attached to when you get the chiddush. So when you get the chiddush, right, when you get that new hasaga, that new level, that new idea, it's because you've now tapped in, you've connected yourself to the Makora Elyon up above. And if you're going to be satisfied with that, and you'll pat yourself on the back and say, oh, I was mechadish, and you're like, you know, your focus is going to be on a self-centered focus. So then you are cutting yourself off of that line. That gaiva is the biggest cutoff from the Rabbanu Shlalom, and memela, the excitement and the happiness, the sweetness, the pleasantness of that feeling of connection to Hashem is going to be cut off. It's going to stop right there, and actually you're going to end up with a matzav of sadness, because the sadness is that richuk from Hashem, is the distance from Hashem. The feeling of distance from Hashem is what is that emotion of sadness. So the most important thing in being mechadish Torah is to clearly to that midah of anava, the midah of humility, which basically says it's all coming from Hashem. Everything I get is from Hashem. My intellectual abilities are from Hashem. Whatever I somehow bring down, so to say, or even find in a sefer, if that's the excitement, you know, right? The Reb Chaim Volozhin was magdir chiddush, right? He said that chiddush is anything that you have a new way of explaining, not necessarily the way we would say a chiddush, but you have your own personal way of intaking that information and describing it and giving it over. That's also a chiddush. I think chiddush in this sense is just something that is new to you, in the sense that we're speaking over here, something that's new to you, and might not be new to others, but for you it's new. That's also, there's an excitement and there's like an attachment to Hashem that you feel like, wow, you know, Hashem's Torah is amazing. You know, Hashem gave me this idea. He brought this to my attention. And in all this avoda of chiddush, of seeking out Hashem, we have to remember that we're on a constant search. So that if the search brings you, if the attaining the new yediyah, the new chiddush, the new hasaga brings you to want more, that's a good sign. It means you're always feeling empty. You're always feeling, not empty, but you're feeling that I need more, I need more. That's a good, that means you're tapped in. But if it's bringing to like, wow, I just brought down an amazing thing, and you kind of are happy with that, and you just sit with that, it doesn't necessarily bring you to a point of wanting more, but rather it might bring you to a point of wanting to show this goodie off to others. You know, it's good to show you, it's good to share. If a person sees an amazing piece of Torah, he should have a natural feeling that he wants to share it with others. But if it's coming not because of the Torah, but because it's, you know, it's coming out of his gaiva, that's a problem. That's kind of cutting himself off from the Rabbanu Shalom. That's basically what we saw last week. Moshe Rabbeinu Ne'emar alav, and again, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe is dealing with this because at the end of the Perek, of Perek Zion that we saw in the Rambam discussed Moshe Rabbeinu's level of Nevuah, and that when he realized that he only had one Mechitza between him and the Rabbeinu Shalom, right, so then he said, Harini Nas Kvaidecha, so that's where now Rabbi Yaakov Moshe is taking off on that end of the Perek. So Moshe Rabbeinu ne'emar alav, Vayaster Moshe Espanov, Ki Yorei Me'abite Le'elokim. Moshe Rabbeinu, the Pasuk says about him, that he hid his face because he was afraid to look at God. And as a reward for that fear that Moshe Rabbeinu had, as a reward to the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, sealed off his face, he refused to look, as a reward to that, he was zeicha to utmunas Hashem yabit, that he looked at the tmuna of Hashem, kiveyachol, the picture of Hashem. He saw a clear picture, so to say, of Hashem. V'dibra Hashem el Moshe panim el panim, and Hashem spoke to Moshe face to face. These are two separate psukim, right? And they're both describing the amazing level that Moshe Rabbeinu got, which was really higher, obviously, we know, than anyone else, like the Rambam described, that he was able to speak to Hashem, so to say, face to face, and he was able to see the picture of Hashem, and that was in the schus of his humility that he was afraid to look. Ulechaira, right, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe asks, Aloi migeder ha'ava l'habit al-stakel, right, if we just took that chazal and that pasuk that Moshe was afraid to look, it's very strange, because isn't part of the ahava that a person has, isn't it a natural, right, a natural extension of that ahava, a natural expression of ahava, is the desire to look, l'habitu l'estel, to really look and to focus on. Avo yore Moshe pen v'ulai, but Moshe was afraid, in case, maybe it shouldn't be, right? Al day ze she yazin einav min ashchina, yidmelo sheze kol ha'asoga shefshar la'asig. Moshe Rabbeinu was concerned that if his eyes are going to, so to say, nourish themselves from the Shechina, he's going to see the Shechina, he's going to allow himself to look at the Shechina. He was afraid that maybe he's going to think, it's going to look to him, that this is the whole Hasaga that's possible to get. That this is the whole, this is the highest possible understanding and reaching of Hashem's Hashem's revelation. That scared Moshe Rabbeinu, because he was afraid. He was concerned that he shouldn't end up valuing the Hasaga more than the Bakashas Hasaga, more than the actual wanting to be Masig. He was afraid he'd lose that appreciation of the Bakashas Hasaga. I mean, think about it. If you're trying to get something, right? So that's the focus of your life. You're that bakasha, it's that, right? You're on a mission. So when you're on the mission, that's the most important thing, and then you kind of appreciate that. But if you got there now, and you got that asaga, you got to where you wanted, where do you go from there now? Like, once you got there, why are you going to be mavakesh it more? Like, again, like, Moshe was afraid he's going to see this hasaga, he's going to look at Hashem, and kiviyachli is going to think, like, he got to the end of the road, he got to that biggest hasaga possible, and he'll end up also now appreciating the hasaga more than the bakashas hasaga. V'yafrid b'zeh es hasagosa imi mekoira, v'yabed v'kusa belakim chayim. And that will, chas v'shalom, make a separation between his hasaga and the source of the hasaga, meaning Hashem. And he will lose his dveikus to Hashem. Because if you're not still on the search, if you're not still on that attempt to constantly attach yourself to Hashem, then that is now, you've now, that's a separation. It's the constant looking to Hashem for more and more, it's the constant trying to get closer and closer to him, which is the attachment, which is the dveikus to Hashem. And if Moshe Rabbeinu chas v'shalom gets to a place where he says, like, this is it, so now there's no more to go for, and there's no more mission. There's no more, Hashem, give me more, you got it all. And that would be the biggest cut off from Hashem. Chas v'shalom. Alkei nari mehabit elilakim. So therefore, he was afraid to look at Hashem. V'rota liyishar b'b'chinas mevakesh chachma yoser m'liyos chacham. And he preferred to stay at the level of a mevakesh chachma. The level of a mevakesh chacham, to somebody seeking out chachma, he preferred to stay that more than a chacham. Before I moved to Beit Shemesh, so I was living in the Shomron, and I wasn't yet a citizen, so I had to so I had to renew my visa yearly. It was a disaster. It was terrible. You had to do it if you're living in the Shomron. You had to do it in Petach Tikva. You know, in Yerushalayim, they were used to yeshiva guys. It's like a part of being in Yerushalayim that Mr. Adapnim knew what to do with them. Misrad Pnim Petach Tikva didn't have so many Americans or Chutznikim coming to, you know, try to get a visa. So there was a very nasty Minahelot of the place. I mean, she was nasty to everyone, but, you know, obviously, if she's dealing with somebody who's Haredi, so there's going to be a comment there. And I forget if it was the second or third year that I asked for a visa, and she looks at how many years I'm here, and then she says, like, what is there more to learn? What are you wasting? Like something like, you know, what are you wasting time? How much more? What is this, endless? You know. So I told her that by us, there's people that reach high levels in learning are called a Talmid Chacham. There's a reason we still call them Talmid Chacham. Right, Talmid Chacham is a pupil, is a student. Now there is such a thing as a Chacham, right? But a Chacham, for example, in Sephardi society, right, whatever, where they use Chacham, it's a title of Rav. It's not a title of the fact that he's a Talmid Chacham. It's a title that he has a position. He's in a position of an official position. That's really what it is. But ultimately, if we're talking about somebody who's reached high levels in learning, who knows Torah, we call him a Talmid Chacham. That's what I told her, and said, because it is never ending. Yes, it is never ending. So I'll be back next year. Unfortunately, I have to see you. You know, it's a horrible experience. Yeah, the security guard used to apologize to everyone that was leaving. Anyone that got really hit hard, like me, don't take it to heart. I stand here the whole day, every day. And she's a nut. She's like, his mom is like, you know, like really calm me down. You should have paid him extra for services. but that's the vart. We're always begeder talmidei chacham, and we're always looking for more. That's the sign of connection with Hashem. Fine. So that's what Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to. He didn't want to look at Hashem, right? Because he was afraid. He was afraid to look at Hashem. He didn't want to be in that position where he thinks he's got it all. And he's going to no longer be in that Bechin of Mevakesh. So he preferred to stay a little bit away, so to say, leave a little bit left, so he could still be in the Bechin of Mevakesh rather than to be a Chacham. V'lachein gam achreichein, shezocha kvar lebechin asutumnus Hashem yabit, v'dibra Hashem amoshe panim el panim. After he already was zeicha to that level that he taka saw the tmunas Hashem, and he was able to speak to Hashem panim el panim, lo histapek b'ma sheyeshlo. He didn't stop there. Upana bi'ikr lebakosha sachochma, and he turned primarily to seeking out the chachma. Ubikesh, and he was mavakesh further from Hashem. He requested further from Hashem. Hareini no es kvedecha, which the Rambam brings here. Show me your kavod. In other words, give me more. Give me more. I want to see more. Show me your kavod. V'gam b'zeh, that's amazing, right? In other words, even after you see the tmunas Hashem, even after Hashem speaks to you panim el panim, there's still more. Show me more. Show me your covet. Show me more. V'gam b'zeh lo ha'isa kavanos l'shem ha'asaga. And here also, his kavana wasn't for the hasaga itself. El l'shem dveikus l'hizdabik bo yisbarach. His kavana was for the purpose of dveikus, to detach himself to Hashem. Ulakasha, this is, you know, very Hasidisha way of saying things, a way of describing it, if you think about it, right? historically speaking, whether it's correct or not, or misrepresented, I do believe it's misrepresented, but the Nefesh HaChaim, right, that goes to town against the Chassidus on what learning Torah Lishma, what does it mean, Torah Lishma, right? So he says it's L'Shem HaTorah, right? And the Falpel Ba, you know, then you have to be mamik into it, and that's it's just for the purpose of the Torah. As opposed to the Hasidim that learn that say you have to learn Torah in order to be mezdabik b'Hashem. So l'shma has to be l'shem dveikus b'Hashem. And then Nefesh HaChaim goes to argue on that. Says then we'd be able to say Tehillim all day, and you see from Chazal not like that. Or you know they'd be able to learn the same piece of Torah over and over. If it doesn't bore you, you know you can. I know somebody who just spends his whole life chazering Evan Ezra and Chesha Mishpat and going into more and more. And I once asked him, I said, you don't have any cheshik to learn anything else? And he said, no, this is my chelik. I can't relate to it, but there are people like that. So, but there's a mitzvah yediyas haTorah. I didn't go with that because I wasn't going to start up with him on that level, but like there's more Torah to learn. So anyway, but so it's interesting. The truth of the matter is, so Rabbi Yaakov Moshe is saying that I'm not saying that Rabbi Yaakov Moshe is taking sides over here on that, because he's talking about a little bit something different. Over there, they're discussing even the Nefesh HaChaim, who's saying that Lishma is L'Shem HaTorah, he's not saying that there's not anything to be mizdavik b'Hashem. He's not, obviously, he's not saying that. It's just like that's like another inyan. You know, that would be like it's another inyan. It's not necessarily Torah. He does say Torah itself is Dveikus Bashem. He does say that. He says it's inherently when you're learning Torah, that is the biggest Dveikus, Yitaka says. Right? So whatever. I don't want to get into that whole thing, but I'm just pointing out the chashivas of this comment on using that as a backdrop to show the chashivas, the importance of this comment, is that he's Rabbi Yaakov Moshe at least is saying that Moshe Rabbeinu's ikur concern here, his ikur kavana in asking Harein Nos Kvaidecha, wasn't to actually see that kavod. In other words, wasn't to actually get that hasaga. It wasn't for the result as much as it was for the process of being dovik b'Hashem. That by going after that hasaga, by davening to Hashem for that hasaga, by asking Hashem for that hasaga, that is an act of dveikus, of attaching yourself to Hashem. And to tie together and combine together, join together all the hasagas that he's already attained, that they should all be joined together in the supernal noyam, that supernal sweetness and pleasantness, so that this was only just yearnings. It was just tremendous yearnings of Moshe Rabbeinu to increase the bakashas hachachma, shehila mala me'asaga atzma, which is higher than the asaga itself, like Rabbi Yaakov Moshe said earlier. Right? The bakashas hachachma, the bakashas asaga is higher than the asaga itself. And the answer came from Hashem. You'll see my back. My face can't be seen. This was a promise from Hashem. That in all the asagas of Moshe Rabbeinu or of any human being, don't worry, there's going to be a lot left over that you're not going to be able to get. So that increased by him the yearning, right? Because you just keep wanting more and more. You know that there's a never-ending amount, and you could just keep going and going. So you're just always wanting more and more. You always want to feel that like, yeah, I want to get closer and closer. I can't get close enough. And in that way, that was basically a promise that all his hasagas will never ever be separated. Because if that yearning stops, we said, that's a pause. That's a cut in the line of connection to Hashem. But if you're always yearning, you take that asaga, and that asaga brings you to yearn for more and to desire more connection to Hashem. So that's keeping you tapped into Him. That's keeping that line with the Rabbeinu Shalom open. Yale mala mala, so he'll go higher and higher. B'chol zos yir rakes achora yupon eleiro. And with all the elevation, with all the climb that Moshe Rabbeinu will do, getting closer and closer to Hashem, it will always be in the bechina of just seeing the back and my face isn't seen. Shebezeh yisrabu hakisufim hatshukos, because with that itself, the kisufim and the tshukos are increased. Afgam lezois, we'll continue on to Oizayin. Afgam zois ladas ulo, and this actually Oizayin, I think connects some rather nicely to Chanukah. I don't know if we have time to finish that part off, but we'll see. Afgam zois ladas ulahavin. So you should know this as well. Another thing. This is already, if what he said now was unusual, right? The idea that Bakashas HaChachma, Bakashas HaSaga is more purpose than the Saga itself. Now he goes to another Chiddush. Ki advorim ha-ne'elomim, you have to know and understand, he says, ki advorim ha-ne'elomim hem gam ken musogim shemasigim oisom. The hidden things are also concepts that you could be masig. Now, the word concept is a bad translation here, as we'll see in the continuation. But musig is something, like we said, that you reach, you attain. When we say the word concept, it's something that you intellectually can verbalize. That's usually what we mean by concept. It's something that's conceived and that therefore has expression in language. And here we're going to see he's talking about musagim that are hidden and don't have words to them. Okay? So he says, ki advar man elomim gam ki musagim shemasigim otam. The hidden things are also musagim that you can reach. Elam shemasigim otam behe elamam. But you're masig them, you get them, you reach them, you attain them in their concealed state. Basigim einam yoydim mehem. And the ones that are being masig them, yeah, the ones that are getting those hasagas are not knowing them. They don't know of them. She'im ayabal lidei yediya. Because if that hasaga would come to a level that is called yediya, knowledge, haya yoytze me'ahelim elagiloi, then it would be leaving from the concealed state to the revealed state. Uvachein be'emes mesigim. Oh, now, that's first. Then he says, "Uvachein be'emes mesigim gamas anelam behelam gomor." But where's right? He said that they're really attaining also the nelam, the hidden thing, with complete concealment. Bebchinas haasaga shelamala mebchinas yediyah, in the bechina of the asaga that is above the bechina of yediyah, lamala mikol bechinas osius udvarim. Higher than any level or any bechina of letters and words, v'asaga zu anelemes habilti musaga shimusga b'helem, and this hasaga, this hidden hasaga, which is unattainable, because its whole musig is only in hidden, is only in a concealed state. Megiim elea dafka yedei atshuka v'abakasha achareah. A person can attain only through yearning and seeking out after it. So this is very kind of mystical, okay? Right? You can get a hasaga that you don't know, but you're getting it. You're getting it in a concealed way. And the only way to get that concealed hasaga is through yearning. Because the yearning itself is above hasaga, is above chachma. This is the reason that, because the bakashas hachachma, which is the yearning, right, the seeking out the chachma, is higher than the actual essence of the asaga itself. Because through the bakasha, I'll try to explain this a little bit soon. Through the bakasha, although maybe you're getting it already in a hasaga behelam. Through the bakasha, right, you get behelam in a concealed way. Masha hasaga shebefoil, what the actualized hasaga, b'shum oifin eni yachalagela, can't ever reach. V'yesh remozim al zeh, ke'erich she'omru, and there's remozim to this in Shas, like it says, afagav de inelechazu mazalai el chasazi. You see, Chazal said that even though they didn't see, they weren't there, the generations that weren't there at Har Sinai, but their mazal saw. They're mazel, right? There's a concept that even though they didn't see, there's like a level of kiviyachol, some level of ruach hakodesh here, that your mazel saw something that you're not aware of. Va'ed keyotze, and there's other remazim like that in Shas. But oifin sheyesh hasaga bilti musaga, so that it comes out there's a hasaga that's not musag. That's why it's difficult to translate hasaga. Once there's a hasaga that's not musag, so how do I translate that into English? You know, there's like some kind of you're attaining something which is past language, and thus not attainable in the sense of it's not a verbalized what's that?
Not a verbalized attainment.
Yeah, there's a word I can't think of it now in the. I think about in the Eastern religions and the with the meditations. I just can't think of the word I'm looking for now. So v'lachein, and therefore gam derech hasagata him ibli yedia. So therefore, the way that you're masik those hidden hasagas are also without knowledge. The only way to attain them is through the gaaguim, is through the yearning. Vul gam amra, and that's also what Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Uponai le'iro, my face will not be seen." Lo yomer le'yusag. It didn't say le'yusag. Ele shiri'iyah chushis. Just that a proper, real seeing, a vision. Lo, that can't be done. Aval asaga came. Vahino asaga behelim, and that is asaga behelim. Asaga behelim. Asaga that you get in a concealed asaga that you could get. Now, what he's really getting to is something that I actually wrote about in the end of my Sefer HaTzimtzum HaMetzius. And interesting enough, it was actually a parak that I added almost like a last minute thing. It was a long time after the rest of the Sefer was written. And that is like this. So the whole Kabbalah, right, comes to reveal Hashem, basically. It comes to give us giluyim of Hashem, to understand the way Hashem kiviyachol looks. That's really what it comes down to. And, of course, the first step of that, of Kabbalah, is this idea that the Arizal was machadish, the idea of tzimtzum, that Hashem kiviyachol constricts himself, that we can start to chap him, we can actually get close to him, we can actually have a connection with him, we can actually intellectualize about him and learn about him. And so then you have the Baal HaTanya in a Sefer Torah Or. He explains Shekol ha'olamos elyonim v'tachtonim, all the upper and lower worlds, nishavu mebchinas malchuso yizbarach, they all came into existence from the bechina of what's called the Malchus of Hashem. The Malchus of Hashem is really the lowest bechina, because it's, as far as the 10 spheres are concerned, right, the highest is Keser, and the lowest is Malchus, right? Keser, Chochma, Bina, Gvura, Bina, Das, Ches, well, Das, not real sphere, Chesed, Gvura, etc. Until Malchus is the last. So the Malchus of Hashem is really where the revelation takes place, because that's what Malchus is. It's the revelation of Hashem. Visham alu hasagas kol hanivroim elyonim v'tachtonim. And there, in the Malchus of Hashem, that lowest bechina, so to say, which is the revealed bechina, or the bechina that allows revelation, over there is where the hasaga of all the upper and lower creations reaches. Aval b'kadosh baruch hu b'chvoyd v'atzmoy, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his essence, in his kavod, right? Hareini noz kvoydecha, in his kavod and in his essence, Les machshava tfisa bei. There is no machshava, there's no thought that can attach to him, that can grasp him, actually, that's the real Lashon. There's no thought that can grasp his essence. Ki hu ram v'nisa. He's exalted and completely above me, geder ha'asaga, from the geder, like limiting, right, from the class of hasaga. He's way beyond that. Ve'einu nitpas b'toch almin, and he can't be grasped within the worlds. Lo b'pchinas memalev, lo b'pchinas soivev. Not in any of the two b'chinas, which the Baal Tanya speaks about and the Nefesh Chaim speak about and Arizal speaks about, which is the idea that Hashem permeates all the world and the idea that Hashem surrounds and encompasses all the world. Right? Those are two separate bechinas, Soiviv and Mamala. None of those. B'shum Seichel Asaga Ba'olam. Hashem is past all that. There's no, right, no machshava can grasp him. Listen to the next word. Biravosa de liba, only in the rotzen of the heart. Mikerev ish, inside of a man, v'lev amok, and a deep heart. There, in other words, that's exactly what he's saying. Kumosh Yekosev, he says, the pasuk says, mimamakim krosich Hashem. I call out to Hashem from the depths. Because the bechina of the rotzen of the lev, the will of the heart, which again is past thought, is deeper than thought, is deeper than thought, is deeper than language. From there is drawn, the bechina of the rotzen alev, the ravos de liba, is drawn from this hisboninus itself. If a person meditates, contemplates, and thinks about the fact that Hashem is beyond being grasped, right? Bichvoid of Atzmo, he's beyond that. That itself brings the Ratzon Halev. And that's way, way infinitely higher, he says, than the Bechina of the Chachma HaElyona, the highest Chachma. Ilezois, listen to his words. Ilezois, because of this, Tichasef v'tikisufim, Tichasef v'tichlin nafshay, his nefesh will yearn, and is like, well, let's just like leave him, so to say, Levatel b'metzius elov yisborach, to be mevatel himself in the metzius of Hashem yisborach, Latzeis v'maser aguf, to go out from the prison of the body, narteka, which is like the casing, v'lishtapich el chekavia, and just to be poured out into to the lap of a, you know, the breast of her father, meaning mamish, just want Rabbeinu Shalom. So he's describing this exact same thing over here. There's a much higher level than machshava tfisa, than the machshava that can grasp and hold. You know, you learn Kisvei Arizal and you learn Zayar and you learn all these things. All these things are words, and they're important words, and we're supposed to get to that level. We're supposed to get the Chachma Elyona, but there's got to be something deeper than that. The person has to realize that everything he's getting is nothing. Nothing. What does that mean? Nothing relative to the essence, and that itself, it brings to a gavaldik kisufin that the person just has this tremendous yearning to the Rabbeinu Shalom, and that itself connects him because he feels like so bottled in the Metzius Hashem. He just wants, I just want to be bottled in Metzius. I just want the Rabbeinu Shalom. I just want to connect him. I want to feel him. I know in my mind I can't get there, but it's the heart is so deep there, and hidden in that heart is the Ratzon Halev, is that deep Ratzon, which is really coming from the level of Keser, which is higher than the level of Chachma, which is Machshava. Now, that is in the Lashon of the Baal Tanya. The Nefesh HaChaim describes the same thing. Reb Chaim Volozhin describes the same thing. And he says, you know, after he talks about learning and then And the chakira, he says, you know, the chakira and the zbonus in the essence of the tzimtzum is obviously osur. We're not allowed to think about that. And he talks about, he talks about the person who's learning all the time. He's roy to go into Seydus HaTorah. He's really like the person that's is learning all day and night. Yeah, that's what he says. It. He's kavua, but kol hayomim, the Talmud Torah mitzvos. Okay, asher nemnos el ruchoi leida metzius zeinin hanor. Okay, anyway, so then he warns. Nefesh HaChaim gives a warning. Where is it? This is in Shar Gimel Perek Ches. Omnam ha-hizor ma'oid b'nafshecha. Be very, very careful. Zichor, yeah, it's your nefesh involved here. Right? Hizor ma'oid b'nafshecha. Zichor val tishkach ha-shen izbar l'mala. Don't forget. Remember and don't forget what was explained above. She'ein ha-dover omor elu l'dasa inyin yediyas ha-lev derech klal. B'shi'ura de liba levad. He's talking about the hisboininess into the inyan of the tzimtzum and the hisboininess into the inyan of the mamale and the soivev. And he says, you have to remember, all this is just for the yedias halev in general. B'shi'ura deliba levad, at the shear of the heart alone. Avaloi lachkor v'lizboinen chas v'sholem b'mohusa inyan. But not to be b'choiker and to be misboinen into the essence of it. V'gam li'zor ma'oid. Because the essence is locked off. There's no way you're going to get that. V'gam li'zor ma'oid. And be very careful. She'lo ye'imim she'chaliba l'kva kol sidre anhaga b'maisal pizah inyan ha'nera. And you have to be, also be careful. There's another thing that he talks about there, right? Not to end up leading your life based on that as bainus, because you could end up not keeping Torah mitzvahs because of that. I'm not going to get into it now, but it can lead a person to say that, okay, you know, I don't really have to keep Torah mitzvahs. This, it's not for now. And then he continues, he says, okay, he says, keep a kal yochali volim is it, because very easily it can be borne out from this his bainus, lesnag bekamet varm, to end up being noyig in some things, neged chukei v'soy de Torah seinak toisha, against the Torah, v'lo yavor ksiv, and it says, you know, you can't do that. K'mo shemar kosev, like the pasuk says, v'yadat ayom v'ashivoyse levavecha, ki Hashem v'chule b'ashmai mimal v'chule ein oid, el levavecha dafka. You see that it's got to be just in your heart. Hainu rak be'uvnesa deliba v'shi'ura deliba levad, k'mo shemar sh'amru b'tfila yechaben l'chaben liba l'makim. In other words, Nefesh HaChaim is saying that when it comes to the deepest, deepest levels, you're getting up to the levels of like the Soiviv and Mamali and the Zbainis and the Tzimtzum, you have to realize that our Machshava can't be Teifasit. And the only thing that we can get is what's called Be'uvnis of the Liba, is some kind of unexpressible Hasaga that we get Dafka by being Mizbainin in what is intellectually possible, not trying past that. And that connects us to the Rebbeinu Shalom in our heart. That's really, I think, the same Yisoid that the Baal HaTanya is saying. Obviously, the Baal HaTanya's Lashon is much more pertinent to what we're saying. It's much more, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, it's like Kimat, the same thing that Rabbi Yaakov Moshe is saying with the same Lashonis even. So this is a very important important thing to know, especially for people that are trying to learn in Yonei Ruchnias and learn in Yonei Chachma, that it's extremely important. And yet, we always have to remember at the same time that it's the bakashas hachachma, which means the kisufim and the gaguim. It's the tremendous yearning to get more and more and more and never stop. That's the ikar. It's not like we're going to, okay, when we finish that, okay, I got it. It should be bringing you to a never-ending search. V'nimtzeinu lemeidim, and we come out learning, shebakashas hachachma tzricha liyis be'ikra mashalo yusag, comes out, that the bakashas hachachma should be primarily on what's not attainable, on what's not intellectually attainable. Ki oz bakashas hachachma l'shem chachma, because then because now when your bakashas hachachma is just l'shma, so to say, it's just for the bakasha itself is the ikur. So then the bakash is a chachma is l'shem chachma v'loy l'shem asaga shel hitpa'arut, and it's not l'shem the asaga of pride, right? When you learn new stuff, you could be filled with pride, and maybe you just want to become very knowledgeable. You want to wow people. So when your bakash is a chachma becomes the ikur by you, when you're trying to be mevakesh chachma that's unattainable, so that's mamish, okay, you're not going to have anything to go back to speak to people about. If you get some kind of hasaga that in that concealed hasaga, you can't share it with anyone. It's actually very frustrating. It really is. You know, there's the Chazal say, right, that the Ma'aser Merkava, which the Gemara in Chagiga, the Mishnah, right, says you're not supposed to teach even B'shnaim, right? So it says over there that you have to give it only, and the Zohar speaks also only to a chacham u'mevin midaitai. Why? Because you can't, the true highest chachma that you want to give over, the highest seudas that you want to give over, are absolutely impossible to give over in words. So he has to be a mevin midaitai. A chacham mevin midaitai means he's somebody who's going to be able to tap into the pnimius of what you're saying, which is going to be that Rotzen Alev, that Uvnus of the Libo, that like something that's very deep, the Das, maybe Midaita, the Das is actually the external aspect of the Keser. They're connected. And he's going to be, he has to be able to be a guy like that. You know, this happens even in conversation. Sometimes you realize that like somebody's not getting what you're saying. He hears the words, but you suddenly at some point there's like, you're not getting it exactly. Because there's a pneumius to words. You know, there's a pneumius to words. So here he's saying that if you're going to be bakash, mvakash chachma, that's bechal not possible to put into words, so it's obviously lishma. It's obviously shem chachma, and not for any proud reasons. Uvezeh gam anela musig behelim. And in this, so that hidden hasaga is only attainable in a hidden way, in a concealed way. And now there are times where the concealed hasaga becomes revealed. And then new and more bright and strong yearnings become renewed by the person, or new, and he gets new yearnings for higher levels, for what's more concealed. This, by the way, is described, the Leshem says that, you know, in the rest of Torah, in all of Nigla, he says, so as the Doris go on, we get like, the Chidushi Torah aren't be'echos, they're only be'kamus, you know, you could see, you know, every halacha in Shulchan Aruch has a full sefer, you know. Once upon a time, they just had chas, you know, like, and before that, you know, tonight. So it's expanding, but it's only expanding in quantity and not in quality. Whereas he says, in Kabbalah, he says, it's as we go on, as the years go on, there's new, at least starting from a certain year, Tafresh, there's new hasagas in Kabbalah, and all the time there's an increase in quality, or at least a possible increase in quality. Meaning, and he says, anybody that's into this knows exactly what I'm talking about. You see it every day, he says, where what was impossible to attain yesterday is now possible to attain. And he's talking about intellectually. You can chop intellectually something. A lot, I mean, if I would say the way I understand it today, and is based on the Zohar, which says that the in the year Tafresh, the higher gates and the lower gates of Chachma are going to flood open. And the Pashas, the higher gates, are referring to the Seder Satara, the Kabbalah, and the lower gates are referring to sciences, because the science is a kli to the R, which is the Seder Satara. So as you get new Kalim, you're able to intellectualize and verbalize things that were absolutely impossible to describe earlier. We can get to a much more sophisticated understanding of things based on our new scientific understandings. Whether they're right or wrong, by the way, it's they have opened up new channels of thought, new modes of thought, new modes of expression that were completely impossible. Like, just take a very simple thing, right? Magnetic waves, just waves. You know, we have telephones, cell phones that work on right waves. That concept opens up a whole new ability to express and think about spirituality in a much more real way, which you didn't have back then. I mean, it's on a like a very similar, it goes on much deeper than that. So that's what he's saying, is that things, there are times where the concealed hasaga actually will become revealed. Then new levels are going to, you're going to have yearning for deeper things. And that's the way the things, so to say, turn from concealed to revealed and from revealed to hidden. Because the revelation adds new yearnings, and the concealed musuk becomes concealed in that concealed way. And this limud we learned, this lesson we've learned from Moshe Rabbeinu, to take us out, right? To save us from that disaster of relating more to the musag rather than the bakasha sachachma. to the result rather than the bakashas of chachamim. Umafridim es atzmam, and with that, chas v'shalom, they separate themselves. V'sasogam imekori aniskav anayim elyon. They cut off in that way the asaga from its exalted Noyim Elyon, its source in the Noyim Elyon. Ki aleinu levakeres bakashas hachochma lasagas hachochma. We need to put as primary the bakashas hachochma over the asagas hachochma. Lemaniya nisharim dvukim b'cheilam baruch hu. In order that we remain attached to Hashem, to the chei ha'ilamim baruch hu. V'ayin bebrachas, very nice diuk he makes over here. The Gemara in Bracha says igra de pirka riata igra de kala doichka. Right, the reward for the schar for them learning in Beis Medrash, right, was the running, meaning the ikar schar is not for the actual learning, it's for the running to learn. Igra dekala doichka, and the reward for the also when they were Beis Medrash before the regel, right, to hear the chacham midarish was the doichka, was the fact that they were like stuffed together and pushing because the running and the doichak, right, as he says. The kavana is that the running and the takshein bakosh sachachma, they are the you see how much they want the chachma. That's the bakosh. That's an expression of the bakosh sachachma. Hem yoter gdoli me'etzem apirka vakala. They're greater than the actual learning itself. V'chein igre de shmeitz is svara, and also the same thing with the schar of the shmeitz is the svara. Hakoyach vatshuka lechad shmeitz, the koyach and the yearning, that power and the yearning to be mechadish in the sugya is bigger than the etzem hashmaitza. It's a murdik thing we're saying. It's saying from the Gemara, you see that the bakasha of the learning is taka a bigger thing, and that's what the ikar schar is going to go for that, rather than the actual learning. And the reason for that is, again, is because it's that bakasha, it's that fire in the person that he wants to get closer to Hashem, that is the connection to Hashem. The same person could learn Torah for the wrong reasons. The guy can learn, let's say, Gemara Talmud in university, right? But there's no tshuka there of Dveikas Bashem. It's cut off. But for us, it's connected. It should be connected. It's connected, and that connection will bring weiter asagas and weiter kisufim and weiter, and Bez Hashem, the person will find himself in an amazing Noyama Elya, in a state of gewaldiga mesikos, a gewaldiga sweetness, a gewaldiga feeling all the time. It's very late, so well, I would just to attach it slightly as since we're Erev Chanukah, I don't have time to expand on this, but it's something we've spoke about in the early days, referring as a reference to Chachma and Bina. You know, we know that Shmoinas Yimei Chanukah is Keneged Bina, the Sfarim say, right, which is the eighth Sfira, right? So you have seven, which is Keneged Olam Hazeh, and then you have the level of Bina, which is above Olam Hazeh, is that right? But Lemaisa, Kabbalistically speaking, right, or I mean Bechlal, Chazal, what is Bina? Bina is, we've said this in the past, is the intellectual capacity that is possible to verbalize. Okay? And as opposed to Chachma, which is deeper than that, Chachma is something which is past language. Now, it is a real hasaga. It's not the hasaga that he's talking about here. He's talking about something which is a keser dika hasaga. So really, there's three levels. There's bina, would be the moach. Bina is the left brain, which is, we've said about, you know, is like math and any linear thinking of the person is from the left brain. And the holistic brain, which is the right brain, is the ability to see pictures and kind of like connect to things on an experiential level. It's what people would call kind of the emotional part of the brain, even though I don't like that. I think that's misplaced, and it's because they don't realize how much there's really an idea of intellect, right brain intellect. But I'm just, in order to convey what it is. And then there's something deeper than that, which is the bechin of ayin, which is the ratzon, which is something which you're not even aware of, kind of. It's like that deep, deep thing, which is just kind of clothed inside the kisufim of the person, like we've just described. But basically, you know, the Eastern culture was one that was much more focused on Chachma. That's why they were very into, and they still are, the Far East are very into meditation. And the whole idea of meditation is to bring people to a certain spot, a certain hasaga, which is not necessarily a verbal hasaga. You know, I've used it in the past as an example. Zen Buddhism, they have like books of paradoxes where you're supposed to meditate on the paradox, let's say for a few weeks, and you get to that, you know, see, you get to that height, that epiphany, so to say, where you suddenly chop. It's not something you can verbalize to somebody else, but you get to like a certain spot that, wow, it's like, you know, you get lit up, you're enlightened now. It's a moment of enlightenment. And it's a real true hasaga. And now Yavan, it says, Hichshichu name shel Yisrael. The Soid, the Kabbalah, right, the Soid is HaTorah, and the Pnimius HaTorah is enrooted in the right brain. Tochazi, come see, as opposed to Toshma and Talmud Bavli. Tochazi is the Koyach HaChachma. Re'iyah is related to Chachma, the Svarim say. Because you see, you know, in one shot, a picture's worth 1,000 words. It's an instantaneous hasaga, which you don't have to go through the whole 1,000 words to get it. And that was the level of Klal Yisrael before Yavan came onto the scene. There was a much deeper connection to Hashem. There was a much deeper hasaga. And that's hasaga, by the way, that's more found in Talmud Yerushalmi. It's much more Bekitzer Talmud Yerushalmi. The Shulchan Aruch says this. As opposed to Talmud Bavli, which is very, very verbal. And you have to go through a lot of breaking the head, questions and answers, because there it's Toshmah, which is Bina. And that's what Yavan, Hichshichu Einayim Shel Yisrael. They darkened the eyes of Yisrael. The eyes is the Koyach HaRi'iyah, the Koyach HaChochmah that we had. And they brought us down into their boundaries, into the limitations of philosophy, which was Bina. Right? That's what Aristotle and Socrates, even more so, but what they would teach people, how to logically bring things out. And if you couldn't verbalize and you couldn't classify things, it was nothing. Everything had to be classifiable and defined, definitionable. And that was the absolute opposite of the Koyach HaChochmah, the opposite of the Eastern religions, was the Greek religion of science. that is the only possible Chochmah that means anything. And that was a big Choshech. And that caused that we needed the Talmud Bavli to expand on things and flesh things out, because we were brought down into the level of Bina. And now as time has gone on, both in the scientific world and also Bez Hashem, in our world, Bez Hashem, that the scientific world has come themselves to the place of quantum physics and advanced physics, which has taken that quantum leap, if I may say so, where it's not any more linear. They've also now gone in to Chachma. Einstein was really like one of the, like, kind of ushered that era in, funny enough, a Jew. And that's basically, that's why there's been many books written since the 70s connecting all new physics together with the Eastern religions. There's a tremendous, and Kabbalah sometimes brought into these books also, because suddenly we've made full circle the world, and Dafka through those, the linear kalem of what used to be science, they've realized that there's something past that, and they've kind of now circled back into the right brain. And that's a part of ushering in the Yemei HaMashiach, Bez Hashem, the Meheru V'Karav, that the world is going to get back up to that level of Chachma, get back to the Or, Bez Hashem. So Bez Hashem, we should be Zeicha on Chanukah to start bringing in the Or, which, you know, we first have to get the Shleimus of the Bina, we first have to get the Shleimus of that. But ultimately, that the Ner of the Ner and the Or of Chanukah, we know, has the Or HaGonus, is the hidden light, the concealed light of the Torah, which is the Pnimis HaTorah, this farm say, which is really what we're trying to get on Chanukah. So Be'ez Hashem, a lichtig Chanukah should be all zeicha to Binene from the Or.